mamas. I'm so excited to be back. This is Hello Gorgeous Mama, your host, Britt Concheras. I'm excited to talk postpartum depression, postpartum anything really, because there is so much that we go through as moms in mompreneurship and spiritual awakening, and it's been such a long journey for me that it's exciting to share. Thank you for the love and the shares that you have been doing, and this is your host, and let's talk, because this is a podcast from a mama, from mama. Mamas to mamas. Good morning, everybody. I'm here with my coffee on this Friday morning. It's beautiful out. I think there's supposed to be a little bit of rain today, but I am one of those people that loves rain and totally believes in dancing in the rain if you can. So, especially in light of all these things going on, and this is episode 12. I do feel like I should have been like episode 100 by now. There's no excuse, because I do take this so seriously of doing Hello Gorgeous Mama and the podcast, as well as I'm trying to update my website. But to be honest with you, you know, in this pandemic that we've been in the quarantine, I haven't really taken a lot of time to do the things that I've been wanting to do. It's more been a refocus of looking inside to see what I need to do to be a better person. And I say that because there's so many different perspectives on coronavirus, and you know, if you're an essential worker like myself, you're probably getting daily updates or providing daily information to the public, or you just need to be informed because it's your job now. For me, I have to see the news in the morning and the daily briefings later on in the afternoon, and partly our governor of California does these daily briefings, and I try to just stick to certain times so that way I don't overwhelm myself with all this news and all these facts and figures and statistics and all these anxieties that can be built up inside of you from learning the statistics and learning that they might be reopening your state, or whether you're scared that they're closing your state because your small business might be suffering. Let's look at the larger picture of everything, and whether you believe this or not, that is entirely up to you. But as I mentioned before, I have dived a little bit deeper into self-care, self-love, meditation, learning about angel card readings and spiritual guidance. And we have a whole team of people on the other side, okay? And it's their job kind of to make sure that things align, not according to how you necessarily want your life to be, but to make your life the best fulfilling life while you're here on this earth. And sometimes it is not always what you want it to be or what your plan is, and you find out later why that is. And then there's another side of the coin that you look at and you can't really wrap your head around why there are people who are dying and there are people who are suffering and why there are evil people out there. That I can't really, from my human self perspective, can't say that I completely understand that. But from a spiritual standpoint, from what I understand, is that you come here, before you come here on this earth, your soul kind of chooses the lessons that you're going to learn in this lifetime. So what does this all have to do with Hello Gorgeous Mama? Well, if you listened in my last episode, I talked about how I had a huge spiritual awakening, and a part of that was a big part of my journey of discovering a lot of things about myself. And it all started when I had my two daughters, and there were triggers that gave me an opening to really dive in deep and to look into myself and see what it was that I was going through. And since the recent events, some of those triggers have been brought up again. Because let me just say, as a collective society, as human beings, we are all kind of going through this together. And we can look at it two ways. There is one where it is very traumatic, and please do not discount that. If you feel like this is triggering some of those emotions from traumas that you have suffered from, whether that be childhood trauma or, any form of PTSD or anything like that, or postpartum depression, anxiety. I know for myself, I've been feeling a lot of postpartum rage. There's been a lot of built up anger, I think, that has been there before that I never really truly addressed. And I think because of everything going on, it's really kind of come to the surface. But then I've acknowledged that feeling and said to myself, you know, why am I really being angry? And if the reason that I'm angry now, is that the real reason? And most of the time it was brought on by something minor that I could deal with. And my calm self could normally figure it out. But there are times when I just get so frustrated or angry that I have to step away and figure out why that emotion is really coming up. So that was something I have learned from a wonderful lady named Missy Fowler. She is a intuitive healer. She kind of deals with emotional code. And I brought her up before, and I'm bringing her up again because I want to give credit to where credit's due, and I really feel that she has helped me to kind of figure out, okay, what emotion is this that I'm feeling? Okay, feel that emotion, acknowledge that emotion that is there, then kind of take in 3 deep breaths, and after each deep breath, say, let it go, let it go, let it go. And it really does help to feel that emotion, almost like it's like bringing, coming. And you're just kind of throwing up that emotion. So that's something you could practice. Now, like I said, a lot of stats have been all over the place. I feel like across the globe. And I wanted to share that there have been 25.3% to date that have recovered. This is according to epidemic-stats.com, and I'm not going to go into the number of deaths and infected because I am trying to focus on the positive side. Now, I want to take a moment to say I am truly, truly sorry, and I give my respects to all the families and friends who have lost loved ones in this pandemic. It is not easy by any means, and there's no way for me to sometimes tell you that how I can focus on the positive when there's a lot of bad still in the world. But you know, at the same time, I with offering my condolences, I ask you to really just take the moment to grieve. Take a moment to, you know, really wrap your head around what's been going on. And you should be angry. You should be upset. That those are normal feelings, and you're going to feel that way. But I also want you to acknowledge that I believe that your loved ones would want you to continue on and move forward in their name. And whether that means creating an idea with respect to them, and to make a movement to, you know, really show what their life was about and how they gave back and how, you know, you want to continue their legacy, that would be such an honorable thing for them. Because it is so easy to go on to the other side of things and really take it so badly that you end up coping with destructive coping mechanisms. And that's the thing that you do not want to do. You need to continue to feed your soul, and you need to continue to provide lessons to other people that can learn something from this. This is a collective learning experience, and that's the other side of feeling that it's a collective traumatic experience. It's also a collective learning experience. It's not really meant to be a traumatic experience. That first part that I was talking about is more of our human perspective and our soul perspective and connection to the spirit world and to our larger purpose and life purpose is to learn. We're supposed to learn, and this is also a time to pause and take in what's really going on. I truly, truly believe whatever you believe in, God, you believe in, I don't know, reincarnation, you believe in your higher self, you believe in everything happens for a reason, or, you know, what you put out into the world, you get back through manifestation. I say that this is a learning experience. It truly is. What have I learned? I have learned that in my life, I haven't taken a lot of moments to pause and kind of reset myself to set myself up for success. I have been looking a lot at the negative of things instead of the positive in my life and things of what I was lacking versus what I have. And some of those frustrations come from things or people in my life that have made me feel like maybe in my, you know, career or in my job or whatever, that I'm not important in my role. Or so it makes it hard to go to a job sometimes that not everybody respects you or treats you like you have intelligence to back up, you know, like they treat you like you don't know what you're talking about pretty much. And it's hard to sometimes for myself get up every day and want to do a job that I'm not respected in. But I do provide services to people that to help them. So that's my motivation. And then my other motivation, of course, I'm not going to lie and be completely honest here, is that I have to provide, paycheck to pay our bills and to provide the house that me and my husband have put, you know, invested money into, and a home for our girls. So all of those factors kind of come into that. But do I believe that that is going to be my place forever? No, because I have a larger picture of knowing that this is temporary. This is especially, I'm not trying to say I'm like, you know, top of the world or whatever. No, I'm not. Just here for what it is. And what it is that I'm simply providing the information to the public for what they need for to help them receive services and get information of how they can obtain those resources. So I've never felt more needed in my role at my full-time job than I have now. And a lot of me has been busy with just those things and working. I've finally been able to work from home, like for a full, since Actually, this would be my first full week that I worked from home. But so quarantine, I haven't really been an official full quarantine until this full week. And it's been a little bit difficult to try to navigate, working from home in the respect that I can get the work done, but I'm in the house all day long on the computer. So it's kind of, I have to go outside every few minutes just to stretch my legs, just to get some sunlight. And having lunch with my girls is just as important. So being able to run around with them, at my, lunch break is like really fun, and it encourages and helps me to kind of put the refresh button when I go back from lunch. So, I've been doing that, and then I've also learned that to take those moments, to really like suck in all of that carefree fun I'm just a kid perspective from my girls. Their laughs are contagious. Sometimes they drive me crazy, don't get me wrong, and my toddler, she's always bouncing off the walls, and we have to like burn down her energy. And my youngest, she is very a mama's girl, so I have to constantly pick her up and hold her, because, and there's no over spoiling the baby, so don't come with that either. Mamas, if you have a baby that constantly wants to be held, they that moment is gonna go away, and it might not feel like it, but kind of keeping that perspective in that moment will help you get through it, because your toddler, as they get older, they want to run, run, run. They don't want to be as held as much. I mean, don't get me wrong, I still rock my daughter sometimes, my oldest, she's almost 3, for naps, and sometimes she doesn't want to take them. She hates naps, but when she's in mama's arms and we're just rocking and I'm singing to her, she can fall asleep within like 15 minutes. My youngest, she just like sees me barely walking across the room, and she has to follow me. Like, Mom, do you see me? Come pick me up. So, there's that lesson. The other lesson, that I have learned, one of the other major lessons, is that we have collectively, as human beings, and I use that word again, collectively, because it's important to realize what we put into the world as a whole. And I believe that we've been using all these resources that Earth has given us, but to a point where we forgot to appreciate it. And, there are certain cultures, I believe, like the Native Americans, who, when they would sacrifice something, they would pay respects to it. They would acknowledge that this sacrifice was providing something for them that they needed, but that they didn't really have to, So they thank, the animals that they use to eat, to provide them, to keep them filled up inside. So we forgot, and we took it as we are humans on this earth, and we rule this earth, and we can just do whatever and whenever we please. The oils, the resources of food, and just so many different things that I think have been taken advantage for so long, that this was a time not to punish us. It was a time to remind us that we aren't in control, that our Earth is in control. Our Earth is what provides us everything, and the greater picture that is here on this plane, that we have to stop and pause and realize that we are not in control. And sometimes to lose control feels like we are lost. And it's okay sometimes to be lost, because then you can be found, right? So I think that's one of the biggest lessons, is to pause and reset and remind each other what we need to truly appreciate. I mean, there have been so many comments across the world and across social media, across the news, that have been saying, wow, look at how beautiful X, you know, place looks, because it hasn't been stepped on. The poppies are blooming here in California, Lake Elsinore. There are places around the world that just look phenomenal, and there's birds and squirrels coming out because there's not an overabundance of people. You know, it gave nature a time to really flourish because we weren't overusing all those resources. And it took sometimes some of us to have to go through some kind of suffering, and I'm sorry for that, I truly am, you know, but we need a reset. And maybe that reset is meant to tell you you're not supposed to do this anymore. Or maybe this reset is to remind you to appreciate. Or maybe you already have been appreciating. But I do think for each and every one of us, it is to remind us, you know, what we are truly here for. And to teach us a lesson. And each lesson is going to be different for each person. So my lessons might not be the same as your lessons, and that's okay. But for you to know what you're learning from this, rather than what you're lacking or what has been taken from you, then you're truly getting what you're supposed to out of this experience. And I really feel like this is a message that I've been hearing from a lot of spiritual people, as well as just people in general, that wow, I think this was, you know, people of faith are saying, I think this was a wake-up call from God. He's telling us, you know, some people that don't believe in faith but believe in a bigger picture. Wow, I really think that our world is telling us that we need to appreciate Mother Earth again. So whatever your beliefs are, and maybe you are so far into how can I stay positive when all this is happening, and that's okay, because you're going to learn something. I guarantee you'll learn something. It might take a while, and there is a process for everybody, but you have to go through the stages, almost like when you mourn a loss, before you get to a point where you can see it where you can see it for what it is. Because if you're looking in it, like, just picture yourself in a meadow, okay? And all of a sudden, you see, like, devastation on the outside, right? Okay. But you're just, like, you kind of see scary. And then, you kind of get higher lifted, and you zoom out, you zoom out, zoom out, zoom out, zoom out. And there was that little part of that area that was devastated, like, you know, but then all around it is beautiful, large trees and an ocean and meadows and just a bunch of horses running over the hill. In the middle of it is that one little spot of devastation right there. If you zoomed out, you see the larger picture of everything that's outside of that, and all the meadows and trees and horses. But when you zoom in and you're just stuck in where you're at, you just see the devastation. So it's all about the perspective. Maybe that's a crummy example, but off the top of my head, that's kind of what came to me, so we'll go with that. I am going to share with you, this is a different podcast than I usually do, and I'm still going to focus on other mom stuff because that is my life, as part of my life. But as I have said, I want moms to discover their true identity, and I feel that my true identity is to provide a larger purpose and to help with self-care, self-love as a mom, as a person, as a woman entrepreneur, and to be that voice for those who need it, because there are things that we are going through collectively, and I feel like this is a traumatic event. I've been through traumas in my life that I am still working through, but I have done a great job of going through those things with resources for me. I haven't done it alone, and that's what's important to know, is that it is hard to do stuff alone because sometimes you're so in it that you can't see the larger picture. But when you have other resources, like a therapist, a psychologist, a spiritual intuitive healer, or people that do readings if you believe in those kind of things, which you don't have to initially, but I do encourage you to look up a reputable intuitive healer or someone who does a reading, because you might have messages from the other side that can help you through what you're going through. And I know I have a lot of friends that don't believe in that stuff, and that is completely fine, but I have been through my journey. For me to not believe it, I again would be doing a disservice to all my spiritual team on the other side. So, and to myself, to be honest, because it wasn't until I heard their perspectives of what they see, and they have a unbiased opinion of how things work. So it is when they offer those unbiased opinions and they tell you what they see for what it is, it really is straight to your face and no, you know, bullshit, to be honest, about how you need to move forward in your life and how you're going to get there. Otherwise, if you keep being the martyr and you keep being the victim, then you're not going to move on. Now, you can be a survivor, you can be a warrior, because yes, you did in fact go through these things. But to live through life with a victim mentality, or that things are owed to you because these things happen to you, that is not a way to live. And you can forgive people without being in their circle, without being best friends. I mean, with social distancing, this gives you more time than ever right now to kind of see that, or to dive in deep into your feelings without having to have them nearby, sort of say, or sort of speak. So, like I said, I'm going to offer you today's reading. So I use angel tarot cards, and I use angel tarot cards because they're from our higher self or guardian angels. They're more of a positive outlook of things, and they still offer what you need to know without scaring the jeeper creepers out of you. So I love them. And there are different types of readings that are done: past, present, future. Of course, a card for your past, your present, your future. There's the situation of concern. And most commonly used is the Celtic cross. And that offers your current situation, factors outside, people around, and your past situation, things like that. So it's a bunch, and these have been really spot on for me. So I'm going to pull a card for the audience. I'm just going to do a simple reading. Now, I like to clear my deck, and it clears out the old energy so that the cards are now blank and you can be ready to get the incorrect messages, because when you use cards, and I use this on my mobile device and I also have my physical angel cards, you have that energy from before. So you want to always clear out your deck. And some people think that tarot cards are a devil's work kind of thing. It's not. That's why I use angel tarot cards, and I bless them before and ask for God's guidance. And please, I encourage you to do readings outside of your normal routine and outside of your normal beliefs, because you, how can I say this nicely? You can't really offer a perspective on one thing when you don't have a greater influence of other things around you. So you have to be culturally diverse, and you have to know about different, how different cultures do different things, how different religions do different things. And I am blessed to know that I was brought up with different belief systems, as far as not take what you want, but really look at everything and see it for what it is. And then that way you have a bigger perspective of how different cultures are and different belief systems are before you practice your own belief system. I am a Christian still. I have a big faith. I do believe in God. I do believe in manifestation as well. I do believe in angels and spiritual beings. And I do believe that our souls are using our bodies as vessels here on this earth, but that our soul is a deeper connection, and sometimes we have to step away from our mind and go into our heart to really believe and understand what it is that and why the reason that we are going through what we go through. I have suffered losses, I have had traumatic events, like I said, and even COVID, coronavirus has been a traumatic event for me as well. But I'm choosing to come out of it quicker than sometimes some people might. And it's okay, because everyone's at a different pace. So anyways, going back to, I'm thankful that my dad brought me up and showed me, different belief systems, and that there's Buddhism, Hinduism, Christianity, Catholic, beliefs. There's all kinds of different belief systems, so, and cultures. And I chose my own path of, I was baptized Catholic and confirmed, but then I didn't really practice my faith until I was in high school, and I decided to enroll in a Christian university, Biola University, with my cousin, and we dormed together and we had a blast. And I really took a lot of time there, and I think it was my counseling sessions that I really dived more into myself there, and I discovered a lot of things that I didn't even know that I had built up. But then there was still a lot that was buried. And so once I graduated, I got married with my husband, and we don't go to church all the time, I'll be honest about that. But I don't think, I'm not discouraging. You should go to church if you're faith-based. But, I also don't think that God is going to spite you if you don't go to church, because I still practice in my home, my faith, and I pray daily, and I encourage my toddler to pray, and she likes to say amen all the time at the dinner table. So I think that I take time still to dive into my spiritual and spiritual beliefs as well as my faith beliefs, and there's a difference in spiritual beliefs, as in I do believe in there's mediums and psychics and angel tarot card readings. There's a lot of phony people out there, but there are a lot of authentic, genuine people who want to help you. And like I said, there's been so much that have come out, the things that they would never know. And it's not, they're getting messages from angels, positive love and light. It's light workers, light healers. So anyways, I'm going to share this card with you. Sorry for my, let me go into my tangents. Also, before I share this card, I want to say that I am thankful for all the nurses and doctors out there. I know there are a ton of you picketing right now, and you deserve the face mask. And if there are people out there who make face masks, and you want to share, you know, how you're able to do that or any services that you can provide, let me know and I will let you come on my next podcast for free. Because we have to get those messages out there. And if there's anyone out there who would like to just spruce up their own services, like if they're able to help set up a website or, you know, help coordinate podcasts for me, I would love that. In return, I would give an awesome review. So if we could trade kind of those things, I can do that for you. So thank you to our nurses, our doctors, our first responders as well, because you guys are working tirelessly all the time and going out there and putting your risk at. And I know there's a lot of essential workers out there, like grocery store workers. Thank you. The doctors and nurses and first responders are always in direct contact, face to face, almost with these patients and these people that are sick with COVID-19 or about to die and lose a life. And these doctors and nurses and first responders are probably going to go through their own traumas after this is over and have to face these things. And that's why I encourage to seek resources that can help. And I hope that I can maybe offer or be a resource to some people. So let me get back to this. Okay. So I'm going to ask that all my readings with these cards be accurate and specific and bring blessings to everyone involved. Please help me stay centered in my higher self so that I may clearly hear, see, feel, and know the divine messages that wish to come through these readings. Ask and pray for whatever help you like during your readings, such as confidence, clarity, compassion, and so forth. The cards carry our personal vibrations and intentions. So, I'm going to think of the question today is going to be, you know, what does our audience need to kind of know?
So the card I pulled for the audience today is Helper Thought. Your life is about to start moving very fast. Events that seem to be on hold suddenly require all your attention. There's no time to sit and ponder. You've got to get moving. Review the details as best you can. You know, we'll meet or are someone with a very quick mind who instantly grasps what to do. This person is both confident and courageous. And there's a man with a robe and a hat on, and he has a eagle perched on his arm. And this is the Helper of Thought. The other card that I pulled that came out, actually both of them came out together, is Seven of Thought. You've been confused about a situation in your life, and now suddenly everything is completely clear to you. Whether the truth was revealed by your angels, disclosed by a friend, or discovered on your own, it feels great to be awake and aware. Feel free to ask for time alone if that's what you need. So in our conversation today, I think that both of those apply. So get on moving, accept the awakening, and be mindful of what lesson you are learning right now, and use it in a positive way to communicate that to others and to help others in any way that you feel that you are being called to do. All right, well, that's the podcast for today, and hope you had a good one. Thank you.
Hey guys, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to leave me a rating and let me know of any feedback of what you would like to hear in future podcasts. I know I'm coming back from a long break, so I'm excited to bring some new topics to you and to show what this mama has to give back with some self-love, self-improvement, and just talking everything mompreneurship, as well as mom life and postpartum, and as well as spiritual awakening. So stay tuned. I look forward to hearing your thoughts. And this is Hello, Hello, Gorgeous Mama.